Arizona voters will have the chance to weigh in on a new voter ID measure in November. Earlier this year, the Arizona legislature referred a measure to the 2022 ballot that would require voters to not only sign their early ballot, but provide additional identification, things like your birth date, driver's license number, or the last four digits of your Social Security number. A similar law in Texas that was enacted last year has seen a 1,300% increase in the number of absentee ballots that have gotten rejected, as first reported by the Arizona Mirror. Arizona has used no-excuse absentee voting since 1991, and roughly 90% of the state electorate voted by mail in 2020, which, despite baseless claims, did not turn up wide voter fraud. Still, legislative Republicans have made many attempts to change the voting process, including this effort, which requires voters to approve the change in November. Here to help parse out the comparison between this potential law and the similar one in Texas is Will Wilder with the Brennan Center for Justice. And Will, let's start with what's in this measure. Like, adding your birth date or the last four digits of your Social Security number doesn't seem too hard. We do that for a lot of things. What's the issue in your mind?
Sure. So, the issue with any kind of voter identification requirement, whether it's an in-person voter ID law or a requirement that voters produce some kind of information on their mail ballot, the problems are always in the details. And, you know, what sounds like a really modest restriction on paper might wind up actually being a pretty significant burden on voters and on election officials in reality. And that's certainly what we have seen in Texas since they enacted Senate Bill 1 last year. With the new requirements that they placed on mail ballots and mail ballot applications, requiring voters to, you know, produce an identification number on their application and on their ballot, which, again, maybe on paper sounds like something that's not too burdensome, but because of the way that Texas matches those numbers to numbers that they have on file for people, basically requires the voter to have to make a 50-50 guess as to which of the two number options Texas has on file for them. And if they guess wrong, they can't vote. Their ballot's rejected. Even after voters are given an opportunity to cure their mistakes and to fix the problem, Texas is still seeing rejection rates of almost 20% in some counties in their most recent primary. And, you know, seeing this resolution in Arizona, I'm very worried that Arizona is going to have a similar problem if this goes into effect, if not at an even worse scale because of some different ways that elections work in Arizona.
20% is really high. What's it normally? How many ballots are normally rejected?
So I believe Texas's rejection rate in 2020, which again, 2020 was a year where a lot more people who were not used to voting by mail voted by mail because of COVID.
Yeah.
So, you know, you would expect rates to be a little bit higher in 2020 in some states than they usually are. In 2020, Texas only saw rejection rates of, I think, about 1 to 2% in most counties. And, you know, I think their statewide rate in the March primary was 13%, and it was pushing 20% in a few counties, which is just astoundingly high rate. That's, you know, almost 1 in 5 voters who tries to vote by mail not having their vote counted. That's, you know, a pretty shocking burden.
Wow. Okay, so you talked about the burden on voters and also on election officials. Tell us what's the concern there? I mean, voters have a chance to cure this, as you said, to fix the issue. Is that where we need a lot more people working in county recorders' offices, for example, trying to, you know, fix these issues, contact voters, et cetera?
Sure. So, you know, Arizona already has, when people cast a mail ballot, election officials have to look and compare the signature on the ballot to signatures that the state has on file for the voter, to make sure that it was signed by the voter themselves. So that's, you know, already an existing security measure that Arizona has in place on mail ballots that's already, you know, requires a good amount of work on election officials' part. And Arizona already has no reportable levels of voter fraud in their mail voting elections. Arizona's elections are very secure. The measures they have in place now are already working. There is, you know, no demonstrable need for any kind of expanded security measures on mail voting in Arizona. So, you know, what's going to happen with this new identification rule, if it goes into effect, is voters, you know, will also have to be putting an ID number like their Social Security number or their driver's license number on their ballot. That's another thing that election officials are going to have to take time to match up to the numbers that they have on file. Again, if they don't happen to have the number on file that the voter chose to write down on their ballot, they're going to have to reject the ballot and contact the voter to fix the mistake. And that's going to be a lot of ballots in some elections in Arizona, I would think, in some counties. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be a lot of staff time that county recorders are going to have to dedicate to contacting voters and fixing these problems. And, you know, I just worry that they, not through any fault of their own, won't be able to do it. And a lot of these voters won't have the opportunity to fix mistakes with their ballots that they should have.
How could this affect communities that have been traditionally, you know, discriminated against or marginalized when it comes to voting laws? People who live on reservations, tribal communities, marginalized communities like that?
No, that's a great question. And I would be particularly worried about the effects of a proposal like this on tribal communities in Arizona. The cure process for missing signatures and for mismatched signatures already doesn't work very well for people on tribal communities who don't happen to live near their county election office. I mean, there's people living on parts of the Navajo Nation in Arizona who would have to travel hundreds of miles to get to their county election office to cure any mistakes with their mail ballot. That's just not a process that's accessible to a lot of people in the state. And this bill is going to require a lot more people to have to go through that process that's already not very accessible. So I would worry that, you know, the burden on people living in tribal lands and in other, you know, more isolated parts of the state could be pretty severe, just because, you know, it sounds like a lot of supporters of this bill are defending it by saying, well, hey, if voters, you know, have a problem with the numbers on their application or on their ballot, they can just come to the election office and cure it. And well, that's just not really a very easy thing for a lot of people in Arizona to do.
All right. Will Wilder, a fellow with the voting and elections team at the Brennan Center for Justice, joining us this morning. Will, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lauren.